Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
My friends, I have a question for all those screaming leftists out there. Is this what democracy looks like? I'm wondering if it is, because from my vantage point, when you have people, sitting U.S. senators, reach an agreement, something that's negotiated between them, problems exist, though I certainly acknowledge. Isn't this what democracy looks like? I've listened to the left chant and scream for a long time now, saying that this is not what democracy looks like when Trump's in the White House or anything else. But isn't this what it looks like? Isn't this what democracy looks like? I'm waiting to hear from the left on that. I want to talk about what appears to be possibly the end of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. What are we on? Day number 31. Today's the 10th. So the 41st day, today on Monday, the Senate, 8 Democratic senators joined 52 Republicans to at least end debate and appears to be moving towards getting something potentially passed by the House. It's got to be, of course, we'll go through all this, identical legislation. So it appears that this shutdown might be coming to an end, my friends, and we'll get into that today. We've talked a lot about this over the course of the past 40 days, 41 days. This is day number 41. So we'll get to that today, my friends. Have you ever noticed how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? That's not by accident, my friends. Full Suite Wealth. It'd be nice, by the way, if our government had a plan that lasted for generations. Maybe Full Suite Wealth could help them with that. But Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and options strategies, coupled with expert legal guidance. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to leave a mark and build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth, fullsuitewealth.com. Jason and his team will take great care of you, my friends. fullsuitewealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. All right, so let's go through the facts today. This is something that the left struggles with, the media struggles with, politicians in general struggle with. So the U.S. Senate has advanced a bipartisan, by the way. Listen, we're told that bipartisanship is the pinnacle of existence. We're told that being bipartisan is the greatest thing that we could do as human beings. Work together, reach across the aisle. That's what was done here. Although I'll tell you, I got this over the weekend. I'm going to pull this up. This is in the stack of stuff, but I need to make sure I look at the title of this because I want to tell you what I got. The first bit of notification I received whenever I got this information, the headline here from the New York Times, what did it say? Yeah, the headline. No, I shouldn't say the first notification. This is a newsletter written by one of their so-called make-believe journalists over there. And the headline of the email says, Democrats defect on the shutdown. That doesn't sound like bipartisanship is this wonderful goal that we should all be trying to reach towards. Now, listen, I'm not here to bash bipartisanship. I think that there's a time that we've got to find a way to accept realities and say, look, there's things we have to do, and we have to get the best that we can get in a particular situation. I understand that. There's time for negotiations. But bipartisanship in and of itself is not some holy outcome. What if the other side that you're negotiating with is, literally, I know the left wants you to think that Trump's a Nazi, but what if the other side literally is a Nazi? Is it something that we should aspire to find some sort of a middle ground with that? I mean, this is the problem we have with the often the debate when it comes to Israel and this the two-state solution and all that with Hamas and these terrorists who seek the annihilation of Israel. What's the middle ground there? What's the point that we can negotiate with that we allow for half the destruction of the nation of Israel? I mean, this stuff is crazy at some point. Bipartisanship is sometimes necessary, but nuance and details matter. Nuance and details matter, but the left and the media doesn't seem very happy with this. Again, as I've said, the New York Times here calls these 8 Democrats who joined the 52 Republicans defectors. So they passed a procedural vote 60-40. Now, you will know if you've listened to this program, if you've followed politics for any length of time, that in the Senate, as a matter of just practical reality right now, unless the filibuster does not apply, which it does for virtually everything, with the exception of judicial nominees, basically, Supreme Court judicial nominees, you need 60 votes to get anything done. You need 60 votes. And basically, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I just want to make sure that it's clear because there are people out there that do not understand this. It's not in the Constitution that it requires 3/5 supermajority from the Senate to act. What it requires, what the Senate has required per its own rules, is that in order to stop debate on a particular issue and allow it to have a vote on the floor of the Senate, you have to have 3/5 of the Senate agreeing to end debate. And that is now used as a tool, and it has been for some time. It's been used as a tool to throw a wrench in the gears of what the party in power is trying to do if they don't have 60 votes. And it's not easy to get 60 votes in today's very partisan, very highly political, just this very tense political world that we find ourselves in today. But there were 8 Democrats that joined the 52 Republicans. Now, one Republican joined the 48 Democrats. And I had a list here of all their names, and it didn't output in my final, let me see if I can pull it up here. But the one Republican who joined the 39 Democrats was Rand Paul. So there's really 3 arguments here. There's the argument being made by Republicans, which is simply, let's reopen the government and then let's negotiate or have talks about how to handle these other long-term issues. Let's open the government for a period of time, and then let's talk about longer funding bills and have some debates and negotiations on the longer-term solution. That was called the Clean CR. That was what was proposed and voted on, passed by the House of Representatives back in September the 19th, I believe, and the Republicans passed that through the House of Representatives. The Senate, because of the Democrats, would not go along with this, and because of Rand Paul. Rand Paul, he's got a third argument here, which I'm sympathetic to, by the way. But Democrats, or Republicans say, let's continue things exactly as they were September 30th, and then let's negotiate all these other things we're disagreeing about. We'll throw a deadline out there for 6 weeks. That was the initial discussion. And then we will have a fight with the government open. We'll negotiate during the government being open. Democrats said, absolutely not. We're going to shut everything down. We're going to say, unless you extend these Obamacare subsidies that were increased during COVID, which we'll get into all the weeds here. I just want to explain what's going on so that you can understand, because the people that you talk to, I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 of them don't have a clue of what they're talking about. They will act like they do. They think that they do because they've tuned into MSNBC or some such thing and gotten the talking points, or listened to Chuck Schumer or to some leftist politician, or candidly to some other politician on the Republican side, and they don't know the facts. The facts are is that Democrats were prepared to shut the government down. In fact, they did shut the government down over the Republicans refusing to negotiate over the extension of the Obamacare health insurance subsidies that didn't come into existence until COVID. So that's the second position. The Democrats said, we're going to shut everybody's government down unless we get Republicans to include this in the continuing resolution. And then the third argument, that's just one guy, it's Rand Paul. His position, he didn't side with the Democrats. He sided with them with their vote. But his position is, look, government is way out of control with its spending. No matter what we do, we refuse to accept the larger issue here that we have a spending problem. I don't think that the current levels of spending are sustainable. In fact, I don't think they are. I know they're not. And so why would I vote for a piece of legislation, a continuing resolution that continues to fund government at unsustainable levels? That's Rand Paul's position. I'm sympathetic to that. I think he's right in the long term, but I think the realities are that we have to get there through the proposed solutions that Republicans have made thus far, or maybe through this. It looks like this is the path right now if the government shutdown is to actually come to an end. So that's where we are with all of this. I told you that I was going to, let me see if I can find this, get the list of the Democrats who actually voted for this, the 8 Democrats. Democrats are infuriated by this. The left is just spitting mad today at Chuck Schumer, at these 8 Democrats, as I'm trying to find. I had the list at my fingertips here a little bit earlier, and I am skimming to see if I can find it. Here it is. Here it is. I knew I had it. All right, the 8 Democrats who joined the 52 Republicans. One Republican, I told you, Rand Paul, joined the 39 Democrats for the 40 votes against this solution. The 60 votes in favor were 52 Republicans. That's every Republican except Rand Paul in the U.S. Senate. And then these 8 Democrat senators: Catherine Cortez Masto from Nevada, Dick Durbin from Illinois, John Fetterman, Pennsylvania, Maggie Hassan, New Hampshire, Tim Kaine, Virginia, Angus King, who's technically an independent, but he caucuses with the Democrats. He's from Maine. Jackie Rosen from Nevada, Gene Shaheen from New Hampshire. That's how we got this negotiated settlement. But the left is infuriated about this, my friend. I mean, spitting mad about this. Again, we'll go through this and break all of this down. So what is the actual settlement? Let's go through this. So there are 12 separate appropriations bills that are needed each year, in theory, to operate our government. There's 12 groupings, 12 budgets, if you will, 12 different categories, general overarching categories that we fund to keep things going. I'm going to read what these are. So that and I'm going to tell you that the first three of these appropriations bills have been, according to this agreement through the Senate, three of these have been funded through the end of our fiscal year. If you don't know, our fiscal year in this country runs from October 1st until September 30th. So when they say it's funded for the full year, it's not 12 calendar months. We're funding something through September of 2026. And so these three areas have been funded, according to the Senate negotiated settlement here to reopen the government. These have been opened or funded all the way through September. And I want you to listen to the last one in particular. It's interesting to me. Here we go. Agriculture, Rural Development, Food, and Drug Administration. It's called AgFDA. That's kind of the little short acronym for this. That's fully funded through September 30th through this negotiated settlement. Military Construction and Veterans Affairs, that's called MILCON VA. That's fully funded through September 30th. That boosts VA medical care, base, housing, and construction projects. And then the third one that they could agree upon, I tell you what, it's something else. But here we go. Legislative branch, that's of course their own branch. Fully funded through September 30th, covers congressional operations and staff. Well, look at that. They can get their own people paid, but they had a really hard time getting other people paid. Now, through these other categories or areas of our overall budget. I'm going to go quickly through these other nine. These other nine are going to be funded through January 30th. So if this passes the House, which is now going to go to the House and there's going to be a fight here, prepare for there to be weeping and screaming and all that sort of stuff from the left, from the media. But if it passes, the other nine areas will only be funded through January 30th. So we're going to have a short window. We're going to have about 2 months or 2.5 months to negotiate all these other things that have been, that are out there that people are going to fight about before they come to final agreements, or there will be another potential government shutdown at the end of January. So let's go through those nine areas that are only funded through January per this negotiated agreement in the U.S. Senate. Sit with me. I know this is in the weeds a little bit, but it matters as far as our understanding of what's going on. So here we go. Defense spending. It will be temporarily funded through January 30th. That, of course, covers Pentagon operations. Commerce, Justice, and Science. This is referred to as CJS. That is funded through January 30th. This covers Department of Justice, FBI, NASA, NOAA, things like that. Energy and Water Development. That will be funded through January 30th. Covers Department of Education, Army Corps of Engineers, nuclear programs. Financial Services and General Government. Again, all these funded through January 30th. Covers Treasury, IRS, SEC, regulatory agencies, and so forth. Homeland Security, funded through only January 30th. Covers Border Security, FEMA, TSA, Coast Guard. Interior and Environment. Again, funding would be covered through January 30th. This covers EPA, National Parks, and Tribal Programs. Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education. This is called Labor, HHS, and Ed. Temporary funding through January 30th covers schools, CDC, public health programs. Just two more here. Hang with me. State and Foreign Operations. This is called State Foreign Ops. Funded through January 30th, covers State Department, embassies, foreign aid. And last but not least, transportation, housing, and urban development. This is called THUD, which of course HUD is housing and urban development, transportation. You tack that T on the front, you got THUD. Temporary funding through January 30th. That covers highways, HUD, and FAA. So three of the 12 are funded through September 30th. Three of the 12 areas of overall government funding. The other nine are funded through through January. And we have basically a clock that's going to start ticking again here to get this, to see what happens moving forward. So deep breath here. As we've gone through a little bit of the weeds, we'll get out of the weeds and we'll get into some of the specifics, what happens next, why there's so much anger at Chuck Schumer, what's going on here politically, those sorts of things as the program unfolds. But friends, I want to remind you that if you're tired of funding the agenda of the left, if you're tired of your dollars going to people and companies who then take your profits and give them to leftist candidates and leftist causes, people who are causing this very problem to happen, if you're tired of that, check out freedommarketplace.net. It is a place where you can go to support conservative businesses, freedom-loving American businesses that are pushing in the same direction you are. These are businesses that sign a pledge that says they are not going to support woke candidates or woke causes. We don't have a litmus test here. We don't need, you know, a guarantee of political affiliation, but the insanity that we face in this country that's fueled by the radical left, these companies stand against that. So check it out. It's free for you to use, freedommarketplace.net. That's freedommarketplace.net. Liberty and business for all, my friends. Sorry about that. Got distracted there. All right. So the agreement also requires that there's a guaranteed vote in December on whether or not to extend expanded ACA, that's Obamacare subsidies. It also provides back pay, we knew this was coming, and reinstatement for furloughed workers and prohibits new layoffs. It prohibits any new layoffs between now and January 30th. That's fair. I think that this part is fair. Obviously, you want people to get paid. And no new layoffs until January 30th. Okay, they've bought a little time there. The lovers of big government want to make sure the government doesn't get reduced. But I think it's a fair thing to request here, because these things are all on the docket, and Republicans have to find a way to deal with it, but they don't have to deal with it right now. They don't have to deal with it this very second. Of course, remember, Republicans' position was very simple. Let's continue funding the government at levels we were funding it on September 30th. And let's just continue that until a deadline, again, where we could negotiate these other issues, have those figured out by. So this is not a clean CR. It's not super complicated, but there is new funding. I mean, when you pass those budgets, that's the three that were passed, there were changes to the funding as to what they were previously. So there are technically increases to the budget there. And a couple of other negotiated things. Government's going to reopen once if the House passes this, and then the president signs it. So this could happen fairly quickly. We will see. Again, it's not a clean CR. Clean CR, just for the record, as I've gone through this a lot, means that nothing new was added to the legislation. A clean CR meant we just continued what we were already doing. We have three budgets that changed, the ones that were passed through the end of the year. I think the nine budgets are going to stay the same through January 30th, so that part is technically clean. But these other requirements for a vote in December on expanding the ACA subsidies, that also makes this not a clean CR. But this is what they negotiated. So I went through the Senate vote. Democrats are angry with Chuck Schumer. I'll get to all that after the break. We'll talk about what happens next. I do want to talk about these ACA subsidies as well, because there's some misunderstanding on that. A lot of moving parts here, my friends. But the short of it is, it appears that the government is going to be reopening here in a few days, which is a good thing, provided, again, it doesn't grow in order to reopen. Now, you could say it has a little bit with these bills that were passed, the funding through through September. But this might be the best that we can get. The clean CR was still the best way to go, but that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because the Democrats are throwing temper tantrums, and candidly, they're not asking for a whole lot here. So we'll see where this goes. I'll break this down in more detail after the break, but I've got to take a timeout, my friends. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Democrats are angry, furious, in fact, that Chuck Schumer, who I'm not a fan of, but I don't know what they expected Chuck Schumer to do here. Again, I listen to the left scream and chant and tell us that we have kings and we shouldn't have kings, by the way. But they come up with some fantasy that says America has kings and Trump is trying to become a king and all this sort of stuff. They chant, this is what democracy looks like. You know, they have 8 senators that joined the Republicans to find a settlement to end the government shutdown. This is what democracy would look like. We don't have a democracy. I understand. Don't pigeonhole me here. I'm just using their own language to point out the hypocrisy and the silliness of this entire thing. This is what democracy looks like. To those, well, for those on the left, pay attention here. This is what it means. So they're mad at Chuck Schumer. They wanted leverage to, again, extend the ACA subsidies to make sure that those were guaranteed. And Schumer, yeah, everything says Schumer allowed the vote. What do you mean he allowed the vote? What is he supposed to do? I mean, this is something, again, I don't, he's not going to be effective at blocking it at this point. They had the votes to make sure that they could pull this off. So they're mad at Schumer. They just want to be mad at somebody. He couldn't stir up enough opposition to that. People have had enough. People, I read off the senators, they're probably getting phone calls. They're probably getting a lot of pressure. A lot of these senators are from places, from states that they're not radically left. In fact, 2 of these senators are from Nevada. Nevada is a state that has been moving more and more, turning more and more red. A lot of these elections, these Senate races, have been razor thin. They don't want to be on the record here for much longer on this insanity. And that's a good thing. So he is getting a lot of pushback, a lot of criticism, which whatever. I'm no defender of Chuck Schumer. I don't really care. They're saying he lost control of this. Gave Republicans a win by reopening without any health care guarantees. That wasn't going to happen. Chuck Schumer, by the way, voted no on this. He's not one of the 8 who voted for this particular settlement on the Democrat side. But nonetheless, they're angry with him for this. And of course, some of them want new leadership and whatever. Whatever, listen, I've shared with you that none of this is surprising to me. It's interesting to me. You know, Chuck Schumer, on my understanding of Chuck Schumer and where I would place him on the political continuum is I'd put him on the liberal side, even perhaps very liberal side. The guy loves government and everything else, but I don't think he's a committed leftist. There certainly are committed leftists in the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives. We've got people like AOC, Ilhan Omar. We've got people like Bernie Sanders. We've got people on the extreme radical left side of the continuum. I don't think Chuck Schumer is there. I don't think Nancy Pelosi is there. They're more practical. They're more old school liberals than they are radicalized leftists. There's a lot of newer people. Of course, Bernie Sanders is not, but a lot of the newer blood in the Democrat Party is further and further left. So Chuck Schumer is a guy that's just, you know, he likes his power, he likes his position, he likes, talking about a narrative that's just, you know, completely made up, as long as it keeps him in power personally, whether that just simply means in the position as the Senate majority, when they're in the majority, hopefully that doesn't happen again, or Senate minority leader. He's happy to have that position. He's happy to have some authority in the Democrat Party. he's happy to continue being a senator from the state of New York. He's happy for all that. He's not happy to be out of power. But look, I mean, listen, a lot of these folks, for them, it's still, you know, they still got paid. They still get the seats of honor and the praise and the accolades in the circles that they run in. And they're fine with that. They're okay with that. But the radical base is not. The radical base wants these things to be, you know, they want new entitlements in our government to be made permanent. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about this ACA vote and what the left was standing for, what they were trying to get accomplished here, or what they wanted their base to think they were trying to get accomplished in this shutdown. So the Affordable Care Act, which is misnamed, you can call it Obamacare, you can call it the Affordable Care Act, you can call it, you know, the government takeover of healthcare, whatever you want to call it, the premium, they have premium tax credits that help people, help American citizens buy insurance on the healthcare exchanges. So that was initially part of this massive bill that was forced upon them. By the way, they had to hurry. They had to hurry, if you remember, to pass the Affordable Care Act in 2000. When was that? 2010? 2011? Whichever year that was. They had to rush because of the Scott Brown victory, which gave Republicans 41 seats in the Senate. They could have filibustered stuff. So there were some shenanigans to get the bill passed. And they had to create tax credits. Why did they have to create tax credits? Well, you see, anytime the government takes something over, I listen to Milton Friedman. Milton Friedman is no longer with us, but a brilliant economist. Milton Friedman says government makes things cost, on average, twice as much as it would if the private sector were in charge of it. He says that's a general rule of thumb. Sometimes it's multiple times that. Sometimes it's not quite two times, but it's always more expensive when government runs it for a myriad of factors. But suffice it to say that that's typically the result of there not being competition. So there's no competitive forces. There's no force to keep prices down. There's no force to encourage innovation and those things. And it's there's lots of other reasons, but that's in a nutshell the problem. And so the government had taken over a huge chunk of healthcare with Obamacare. And they, in order to, they hid the increase in cost. They basically said, we're going to help subsidize people to pay for their insurance. And so that's how they did this. It's a wealth redistribution sort of scenario here, game. And listen, I'm not saying there's no problems in healthcare. I'm not saying that it doesn't need to be discussed, but the solution absolutely is not Obamacare. So they have these premium, these subsidies that help people pay for their premiums. Well, during 2021, during COVID, Congress voted, the Democrat-led Congress voted through the American Rescue Plan, which again is misnamed, and they extended that in 2022. Through the Inflation Reduction Act, which again is also, all these Democrat pieces of legislation are misnamed because they don't do what they say they're going to do. But nonetheless, these subsidies were expanded during COVID under the auspices that, hey, we've got a financial disaster here because we've had to shut down the economy because of COVID. And so let's give people expanded subsidies. Democrats wanted to, so there were initial subsidies with the passage of Obamacare. There were increased subsidies, expanded subsidies after or during COVID, and they were extended through the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that went through 2025. Democrats wanted to extend that. So this whole fight was, think about this. They could have had this fight by doing what Republicans recommended, what Republicans proposed back on September 19th, and they refused. We're almost 2 months down the road now. These subsidies, I think, are set to expire through at the end of the year. And now all they get now is a guaranteed vote on this, which is still going to be subjected to the filibuster. So the chances of this passing are very low, but they want to be able to go back to their constituents, to their base, and say, see, I tried to get this done. The writing here is kind of kind of on the wall. So, but that's what this was about. And again, there's stuff on our website at the stack of stuff if you want to read more about this and so forth. But that's where I got to stop here. I look at the clock and I'm about out of time this segment. Friends, living with discomfort, it can be very, very tough. And prescription medications can certainly help, but oftentimes they come with a long list of side effects, not to mention the risk of dependency. That's why people are exploring natural options like Kratom from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. Family-run company, they do things the right way. They work directly with Indonesian farmers. They lab test every batch to do their part to make sure they're delivering clean products to the market. No synthetics, no chemicals, no surprises, just honest Kratom that's been used for generations. The problems that you've heard about Kratom come from synthetic blends and contaminated garbage that's out there. Christopher's does not offer that. They keep it real. They keep it clean. They keep you informed. So you can check out their Kratom Starter Pack. Use code TODHUFF. You'll save 10%. But you can also go to their website and just get more information, get educated about this important topic if you are suffering discomfort. Visit ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. That's ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. Quick timeout for me, my friends. Back in just a minute.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea bath products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third final segment of today's program. Going through the weeds here a bit. I know it's a little bit different program, but going through the weeds, I think this is important. There's so much misinformation. There's so much emotion. There's so much rage. There's so much screaming at the other, or from one side to the other. In fact, I encounter it, certainly. I encounter it. I can remain conservative, not bitter. People screaming at me doesn't have any impact on me whatsoever. It just says a lot more about them than it does about me. But listen, this is how part of it is we don't understand what's going on. The American public doesn't understand how government works. They don't understand what government should be doing. They believe the lies that their politicians tell them. Look, I certainly have opinions. I try to be fair on this. I think I am fair on this, but listen, I also want to persuade people to accept and receive truth. And that means, ultimately, first and foremost, that means accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ. But just from a perspective of just living on this planet as a human being, it also means that we accept the truth that we have revealed to us, have had revealed to us, that we've discovered or realized. And it's true that our system of government is vastly superior to these governments that want to do everything for their people. That ends badly every single time that it's tried. And there's a lot of reasons for that that I can't get into, but a lot of this just comes from misunderstandings on a lot of levels. And there's tribal affiliations, right? We've got people who are Democrats through and through, Republicans through and through, and no matter what a Democrat is saying, Democrats will circle the wagons. Republicans can do this as well. I don't like that. I don't like that. I think that there's some problems here. We'll talk about what happens next now that this legislation is going to make its way out of the Senate, where it goes from there. But friends, before I do that, let's talk about something really important. That is your money. You've worked hard for your money. In fact, in the Biden years, you probably had to work extraordinarily hard for your money just to get by. But is your money working hard for you and what you believe in? At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith, your values. So 48 Financial will help create a plan for you that fits your goals, your purpose. And the best part is they'll show you how your current investments stack up against your values. They'll say, hey, here's what you got today. Here's how these investments align with what you profess, what you believe in. So all you have to do is take the assessment. It's quick and easy to do. 48financial.com/Todd. That's where you can do the assessment. It is. It's quick and easy. I did it. You can too. 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, helping you align your money with your mission. Okay. What happens next here? Now that this is leaving the Senate, you know, if you've taken a government class, a civics class, whatever, that what happens at this particular point in time is that it has to go back to the House of Representatives. The reason for this is that legislation must pass both houses and it must be identical. The House passed the legislation that the Senate refused to even have a vote on. So the House now has to wait for the Senate to send them this particular piece of legislation. At that time, The House can decide if they're going to vote on this thing as is or if there will be pressures to amend this. If it's amended in any way, shape, manner, or form, if you add a single punctuation mark, you're going to have to send it back to the Senate, which is going to create a whole nother set of circumstances. So, moderates, mainstream Republicans, they want the Senate to accept this bill as is. Other conservatives might have a problem with this. They might want stricter spending cuts. They might want a problem, or I should say, they might want to address this in such a way where they can, address all the spending at one time. That's kind of the deal here. So, if the House amends the bill, it goes back to the Senate. That will delay the reopening. However, if the House passes this as is, it's going to go to President Trump for his signature, and that would reopen most of our federal government's operations within a day or two. So that's where we are. I think this is probably going to pass the House. Who knows in today's world, but that seems to be where the safe bet is. But again, there's not much cushion in the House. It's 219 to 213, I think. Something needs 218 votes to pass the House. So a couple of votes here and there, and this whole thing could be derailed yet again. We really are standing kind of on the precipice here, we don't have much room for deviation. Republicans are going to have to probably push this through. Maybe there will be some Democrats, I don't know, in the House that will push this through now that Senate Democrats, there's been 8 of them come on board. There might be some, so this might pass with a little bit more cushion, but we will see. We will see if people are going to have a problem with the funding that is included in this piece of legislation if they realize that, hey, this might be the best that we can actually come out with here. This is what we're going to pass. We'll see. I think it will pass. Time will tell, but this is going to happen quickly, my friends. So, look, I know we were in the weeds today. It's not always what I like to do, but I think it's necessary. Hopefully you found it helpful as well. You can always share your thoughts on what you think should happen next. I would love to hear them, but I gotta go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet.
Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.